Yes, Aaron, this is Paul Hibbard calling. I have a question regarding my umbrella insurance. Give me a call, please. 801-295-7761. Thank you. Hi.
How
are you?
Good. Are you Paul?
I am. Thanks for the message.
Oh, I hope it got you.
Well, if it doesn't, you did your best. And if you get angry, that's okay. Life goes on. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes. Did you think I forgot about you? Did you run a message down to you and did they let you know that I was going to be a little late from the office? Yeah. My daughter's got a... It was really good. Yeah, I had a good time. Me and my brother, and he had a good friend that went. And we didn't get home until after 3:30. Rained a little bit, blew a little bit, it's cold. But hey, that's football in the fall, you know?
Yeah.
You dress warm and watch these young teenagers run around with shorts and shirts and stuff, and you say, oh, they'll be young again. Nothing affects them. They're uncomfortable. They never get sick. Yeah. Yeah, my daughter and Lori Felt are on the way to Park City 4 o'clock, and my daughter and Lori are in charge of buying a bunch of food to take up for an overnighter that happened with all the youth. And she and Lori Felt had to go shopping, so that's why I didn't get back by 1 o'clock.
Oh, they're going to stay overnight?
Yeah, they're going to take the girls and the guys up there. They're having a problem in the ward. The ward is that these kids are doing this all the time, and they don't know how to socialize. So they're going to go up and have a couple of speakers come up and tell them about dating and how to hang out with people and put your cell phones away and talk to each other. And they got Lori Felt, my daughter, and Sherry Jensen, they got some real fun ladies up there that are going to help them. And they got
Sherry Jensen.
Sherry Jensen.
That guy
there by me? Just up the road and on the left there. David Jensen. David Sherry.
Lives in Beecher's house.
Yeah. Yeah, old Dave Jensen's been having some health concerns. He has fibromyalgia really bad, and he finally retired. And all that stress of his job is helping me feel a little better. I saw Sherry down at Costco today. He said, oh, he's loving being retired. He's probably only 60, a little over 65, probably.
We have been reporting on some of the chaos.
Yeah.
Well, he has some kind of disease or something, doesn't he?
Pardon me?